Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Congratulations to all the 2020 high school seniors. We want to salute you, pay tribute to the high school class of 2020. Here at KDKA Radio, we're creating a virtual album for high school seniors from around the area. You can submit your senior selfie online. View the album, kdkaradio.com/seniors. Dan Zangrilli in the air chair until 10 o'clock, the KDKA Radio Evening Magazine. I'll be with you Thursdays, Friday evenings for the foreseeable future. Pleased to be joined on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline by the Allegheny County Executive, Rich Fitzgerald, who's been a busy man. He's been making his tour around the local outlets here, reacting to the governor's announcements. His press conference today at 4 o'clock. We'll replay cuts during the newscast and at length as the show goes on. But Rich, welcome back to KDKA Radio. I hope you and yours are well, and I want to know what you make on the Allegheny County staying in the yellow phase.
I don't think it was very surprising. We've only been in the yellow now for 1 week, and if you looked across the Commonwealth, nobody that was in the yellow for 1 week was put into the green. There were a number of our neighbors up to the north of us, 11 out of the 13 counties in the north center. Two were in Erie County because they saw some of their numbers starting to go up a little bit. Our numbers have remained good. Our numbers have remained relatively flat and even going down a little bit. And I think that's a credit to so many people that have really been responsible in this region who've taken the advice. My sense is one more week, if our numbers remain good, get the green light and put us into green.
Rich Fitzgerald, our guest. Rich, we're having you break up there a little bit. We're getting some of your comments going in and out. Want to make sure we get everything in complete context there. Might be a bad cell phone reception area, but we'll try to slug through this here. So is it frustrating from the standpoint that you do not get maybe a clear goal or indication of where numbers need to be to advance to the next level, if you will, because I think that a quantification of something or where things need to be for it to be safe to move ahead to green, that certainly would be nice to hear, or at least nice to know. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, I certainly would agree with it, but it's very difficult to do this. First of all, we're in something that none of us have ever been. So, you know, there are rules, and, you know, you get your medical experts and others coming together to try to, you know, make a determination on where you go. So, you know, we know that number of 50 per 100,000 population, along with the number of hospitalizations, the number of testability. There's a lot of factors that go into it, the density of your population. So there's a lot of things that go into that. And I think the governor and his team, quite frankly, have done a really good job throughout this pandemic and keeping our health numbers here in Pennsylvania and in southwestern Pennsylvania in particular in pretty good condition. So, you know, sure, we want to open up the economy. We know there's a lot of economic pain out there. We absolutely feel for those businesses that are struggling. That's why we want to keep those health numbers as good as we can so that we can move into the green phase and start to open up restaurants, hair salons, nail salons and gyms and the like.
Rich Fitzgerald, County Executive with us, KDKA Radio. Are you okay with, satisfied with the manner in which the data is being reported? Because obviously that's what all the decisions are being based upon. And you know that there can be some discrepancies here and the numbers can be skewed the way it is reported.
I am. I think, you know, Secretary Levine and the team, you know, the governor's team, they scrub through those numbers. They have a lot of discussions. And quite frankly, those factors are very difficult. There is no black and white on this. There is a lot of gray area on this. And that sometimes makes it frustrating, certainly for some folks. We also saw today that Center County was going to be allowed to go into the green, and their elected officials asked the governor to keep them in yellow. I don't know the specifics of that, and I don't know the details of why some of the elected officials, I don't know if it was the county commissioners or some of the mayors or other elected officials in Center County that decided they wanted to remain in yellow for the time being. So these things really are on a case-by-case basis, on a county-by-county and region-by-region basis. We've seen numbers last week. We're in the yellow now for 1 week. Our offices opened up this week. Our retail establishments opened up this week. But even with that, we have seen in many ways a reluctance for things to go back to a normal. And that's not from the government. That's not from the state. It's from individual businesses and individuals themselves not necessarily going to the retail establishments in the numbers that they did before.
Do you think that Allegheny County, Rich, should still be in yellow?
Yeah, I can't argue with the classification. Again, I think if we have another good week, got 14 days of good data. That's why he didn't allow any counties, not just Allegheny, but Butler, Washington, Westmoreland, all of our neighbors around the southwestern Pennsylvania region, another week in yellow. And again, I think if we get good numbers this week, then by early June, by June 4th, I could see us moving into green and starting to open up even more of our economy.
Would you hold back Allegheny County, much like Center County did today, if they were ready to go to green, if the state determined that? Would you override, for lack of a better term, the governor's decision?
I can't see doing that, to be honest with you. I think if the governor came to the decision and his team came to the conclusion that we probably should go into green, I probably would agree with that. You know, had we gone into green today, that would have been fine with me too. But I understand the fact that, you know, it's only been 7 days that we've been in the yellow. So, you know, I know a lot of us are, you know, chomping at the bit to get back on as many normal business operations as we can. But we also still got to make sure that we keep this virus under control. This is very, very dangerous. I mean, we've seen 95,000 of our fellow Americans who have succumbed to this virus in a little more than 6 weeks. So this is something very, very serious and not to be taken too lightly.
Well, Rich, I have to point out, you would be okay if the governor said that Allegheny County would be moved to the green phase today. How could you also then agree with his assessment to keep you in yellow? Doesn't it have to be an either-or proposition here? We're either green or we're yellow.
Well, it's close because I think we're probably very close, but we've only been there for 7 days. It's like, you know, when you've been in bed with the flu for a few days, do you go to work that next day or you take one more day to recover? So,
You might not take a week. Shouldn't this then be done, Rich, on a day-by-day basis? I mean, because,
well,
you know, you don't want to have to wait a week or 14 days. Every day seems to be precious and matter here. It should maybe be on a 24 to 36 hour basis. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Well, they haven't made it that way, and I can't. Again, I think to get data for a few days or a week is not, you know, it's not the end of the world. I really can't, you know, for a few days. You know, we need to have data that's good. So if it's 7 days or 8 days, you know, that one extra day, I'm not sure is going to, you know, affect it that much. But now,
well, for business owners, I'm talking from a business owner and economic perspective.
Absolutely, I understand it. There's totally. Agree with what they're doing. But here's the other fact. If we open up too soon, then we've got to shut business down. There's parts of this state that didn't shut down soon enough that are still in the red phase. They can't open up their offices. They can't open up their retail. So our friends in the eastern part of the state are still in a lockdown because they haven't had the good health metrics. These two things go together. It's not like you could just cut off the one and say, you know, one's more important than the other. They both go together. We have to have good health metrics to be able to open up our businesses. And when the businesses open up, they've got to be done so in a responsible manner. And I know the folks around here have really done a good job of opening up the businesses and self, you know, physical distancing, wearing the masks, all the mitigating factors that our medical experts have indicated we should do. And I'm confident that we're going to continue to do that.
County Executive Rich Fitzgerald is with us on KDKA Radio. Well, let's go back to the metrics then here. This is what Dr. Levine said just about the metrics and the disparity. I do want to revisit a question that I asked you about that before. Here's her comments as far as how it's reported for those that are uninitiated.
Our way of reporting deaths is different than the way the county coroners report deaths. And we have discussed this at previous press conferences. We are required, with working with the CDC, to report deaths in terms of the person's county or state of residence. The county coroners report deaths according to where the person passed away. And so frequently, a person might have passed away in one county, but they're a resident of another county, and we count that differently. So we will always have some differences in terms of our counts with the county coroners because of that different reporting system.
So, Rich, I have to ask you, does your county coroner have different numbers than the state does? Because the state is not operating on the numbers that your coroner may or may not have, and they're making decisions based on the difference in disparity in data.
Well, we'd have to check on that. But one of the things I do know is we don't just have a fence or a wall around our counties. We work together, Westmoreland County and Butler County residents, who live in Westmoreland, work in Allegheny. They might have family members who got put into nursing homes or live in counties and go back and forth. So, you know, there may be a little disparity here and there, but for the most part, those numbers are going to be pretty consistent. So I'm not that concerned about, you know, that strict definition that one extra data point is going to throw, you know, you into a green or a yellow phase.
Well, I mean, you did mention that we are close, and that we're basically on the fence, in that you said that if we could go into the green, you would have been fine with that. If we were still in yellow, you're fine with that. So we're in that that gray area. So I talked to the Armstrong County coroner. I mean, they reported 6 deaths in Armstrong County, where in all likelihood the coroner's office had accurately calculated 2. So there's a 300% disparity there. And I'm assuming that would be the case here in Allegheny County. And if there was more accurate data, Rich, from your coroner, wouldn't you be on the phone with Wolf and saying, hey, listen, we've got to get this right, because what my coroner says and the way that you're governing with the data that might not necessarily match up. I mean, that's important here when we're talking about essentially a decision that's 2 weeks here of going from yellow to green, which is massive for the economy. You have to give me that, right?
Well, first of all, no county in the state has gone from yellow to green in 1 week. None. So it's not Allegheny hasn't been treated any differently than anybody else. And I realize the statistics with coroners and medical examiners are difficult to you know, be consistent, because some when you have somebody that might have had COVID, but maybe they passed away from some other ailment, cancer, heart disease, et cetera. You have the comorbidities. It does become I use the term black and white. There's not.
But the devil's in the details, though. You have to drill deeper, though, don't you, Fitz?
At some point you do. But at some point, you know, when you say we're close, I don't know what that means.
You said that.
No, well, what I meant was close. It probably could have gone. You know, they really pushed it. They might have been able to do it in 1 week, but they didn't. They didn't do it for Butler County. They didn't do it for Washington County. They've decided, and even the ones that were in the North Central that were 2 weeks ago put into the yellow, they waited 2 weeks as well, whether you're Clearfield County or Jefferson County or some of these other
counties. Can't we make an exception to the rules, Rich? I mean, can't you get on the phone and bang the drum here and say, listen, we're ready. My coroner's data is different. You dive into that, and assuming it's like what happened in Armstrong County, and I would think it is because of all of the disparity, the devil in the details here, Rich, it matters. I mean, I know it may sound like I'm splitting an atom here, and I'm not trying to do that, but 2 weeks is a long time. And if you could dive into that data, can you make that commitment to dive into the data here, and if it is different, and if that data is more accurate and more favorable, most importantly for Allegheny County, can you make that promise, I guess, to the people to go to the governor and say, listen, there's a disparity here, this is important, and we are actually more ready to open and move to the green phase, and we don't have to wait until June 5th?
Well, again, we're going to go and have discussions, and I have discussions with the governor at times and his people, and Dr. Bogan will, and we'll continue to have those discussions. So these are things that we've been happening for the last 2 months, and we'll continue to do that. Again, we've been very, very successful in this county. You know, we're the second largest county, and we've had about the 10th or 11th most cases, the 10th or 11th most fatalities. We've done a really, really good job, and the people in this region have really gone through and done the things that they're doing. And because of that, our economy is opening up much sooner. We are one of the very few dense urban areas in the country that has the openness in our economy that we have. The other places around the country, we're not a rural area. We're not a sparsely populated area. We have a very, very dense downtown in Oakland and some of our, you know, employment areas. And we see it coming back up.
I get that, Fitz, but I think at least what we can agree upon, and you have to grant me this, is we've figured out that, A, during this interview, that we're close, very close, to being a green county, at least from your perspective, and that there is a disparity.
Whoa. If we continue along the line, it's almost like saying, well, the Steelers are winning in the third quarter by 3 touchdowns. We don't have to play the rest of the game. We're talking about maintaining for those 14 days what they want us to do. So while we're close now, we've got to continue that.
I understand, but you also did, Rich, you also did say that you'd be okay if the governor put us in green today. You would have been, I mean, you said that. I don't know if you could take that back unless you want to.
No, I'm not. No, if that had happened, we would have worked with it. So, but my point is, they didn't do that for any county in the whole Commonwealth.
I get that. But why is consistency important here? This is about getting things open back up in a timely and safe manner. And if it could be done safely, and if it could be done with data that is more accurate, that comes from your coroner's office, I mean, how can you not champion that cause on behalf of the county?
Well, we do champion the cause at times, and we do that. And it's not about the coroner, quite frankly. It's really about all the other testing metrics that are out there, and how many cases we have, and all the things that are going on. So it's not just about the deaths. That's certainly an important factor, and we certainly feel for the folks who have gone through that. But again, as an urban area, this area has done better than just, you know, almost anyone in the country, and we should be proud of that. And we're opening up more of our economy than other parts of the country, which also we should be proud of. So it looks like we're doing well on both areas, and I think we should be proud of that.
All right. Well, Rich, I appreciate the time, and thanks for coming on, and keep it up, man. Dude, I know you're doing your best, and you're going to continue to fight.
We're going to keep pushing. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Rich Fitzgerald, County Executive. I don't know. We're probably going to have to revisit some of that audio. There's some inconsistencies there. I mean, you heard it. I think, unless I'm mishearing or misunderstanding something, might be worth a listen back just to make sure that we have everything squared up and accurate there. But I don't know. Your thoughts, 866-391-1020. We'll have open lines, 866-391-1020, KDKA Radio.